when I wrote Everyday Survival, and I have to say, I don't think that's the best title for that book, by the way. but, you know, publishing and marketing being what it is. I had started to think beyond the survival of the individual at that time, which deep survival is about, and begun to think more about our survival as a culture or as a species or as a global community, and how it is that we can be such smart people, such smart creatures, and do such dumb things as we're now doing on this planet. And so the subtitle of Everyday Survival is Why Smart People Do Stupid Things, which I think is okay as a subtitle. And it starts out, it attempts to start out from the individual level, looking at how we make mistakes, and then extrapolate this into the science and analysis of how we're making really, really big mistakes that could completely end our residency here on Earth if we don't get a handle on it. And my theory about this in writing Everyday Survival is, it goes something like this. Like, you wouldn't take your life savings and go into a casino and start gambling if you didn't know the rules of the game you were playing.
Right.
At least if you were smart, you would bother to learn the rules. We in this, certainly in American culture and in lots of advanced, so-called advanced cultures, we behave as if there are no rules. We behave as if we can make up all the rules and do whatever the heck we want.
Right.
So anything we can invent to make our lives easier, you know, any technology we want to use, we think we can just use it with impunity. And the fact is, there are rules in the universe that can't be broken. And most people don't know what they are, and we're breaking them right and left.
Right.
And are attempting to break them right and left. So it's an attempt to show people a different way of looking at their world that will cause them to step back and go, oh, man, you know, I'm running stop signs here, left and right, and I didn't even know it was illegal. Pretty soon I'm going to get a ticket.
Right.
You know, maybe something bad's going to happen. So that was, and so Everyday Survival is much less prescriptive, and it's much more of a scientific book about a way of looking at our world and the things we do in it.
I get the sense when I'm reading it of you kind of wandering around and thinking, you know, why can't everyone see that we need to turn the aircraft carrier? Why? You know, it's kind of you're searching for a logical explanation on why. You know, it's almost like we're lost in the wilderness. We don't even know we're lost in the wilderness,
yeah.
And then we have a problem.
It's right.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
And, well, and my older daughter, I mean, another explanation of Everyday Survival, rather, was given to me by my older daughter, Elena, who said, after she read it, said, well, Pop, this is like taking a tour through your brain. I said, oh, yeah, that's kind of what it is.